Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, hey.
Together.
Wow.
This feels weird.
I know.
It's been a minute. And by a minute, I mean multiple
months. It's not been a minute.
Months.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time coming. What's the last thing we talked about?
The last episode was called We're Back. Because we took a long ass break the first time.
That was a lie. We weren't back.
No.
We were just like,
one episode.
It was a teaser. It's just like, here's a tease. See you in 6 months.
Was it 6 months ago?
That was, I guess, a little, well, January something, right? I think it was about January.
I
was
think
our
it was
last.
January too, yeah.
Because we did like a recap of like the end of the year.
The year, I think we did.
Right.
A year recap, year in review.
Right. A year in review. Was it a year in review?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That was the last episode.
I don't know, but all I know is, we fell the fuck off.
Seriously.
So much has happened in our lives.
You know what inspired me to just come back?
Okay. Let's talk about
that
you.
That mad podcast. Like a lot of podcasts. All I do is listen to podcasts. And they're all the same. From the most popular one to like one that nobody hears.
How
about.
So? How are they all? Podcasts are all people talking.
Well, like I'm not talking about the ones like. This is excluding sports podcasts and like news podcasts, like entertainment podcasts are all the same. They talk about current events and random shit from the most popular to the least popular. And I was like, well, why can't we be the most popular if we talk about the same things in our own way, you know?
I think we are the most popular. I'm not going to shut us down. Like, we're pretty popular up there. In the podcast world, people come up to me all the time and they're like, they're like, you're Lila from Laundry
Who
Day.
Does that?
I don't know. I don't know their names. They know my name. That's all that matters.
That
as long as they know my name, we're doing something right.
That doesn't happen.
All right. Well, let's take it easy.
They don't
Relax.
Know what you look like.
How do you know?
How would they?
I mean, I just go to the deli, order a sandwich, and they're like, wow, your voice sounds familiar. Are you the girl from Laundry Day? And I say, oh, my God, yes.
Now that makes me mad.
All
that story.
Well, that never happened, but I mean, I feel like
that's
it fine. Could, you know.
Well, that's the goal.
If we fucking keep
me.
Doing it, if we don't stop,
you gotta stop stopping.
We stop stopping. We're gonna stop stopping. So let's just recap real quick on what's gone on.
A lot of shit
in our lives.
On.
Okay, let's just begin with a little bit of we're married.
Well, wait.
Okay, so you wanted to say
from there. You want to start from like when we stopped. Well, nothing happened.
Nothing
okay.
happened.
All right, go
ahead. Okay, pretend you didn't hear me before, but now we're married.
Mm-hmm.
Lila is now Lila. Oh fuck! I shouldn't have said that.
Why?
Can you bleep that out?
Oh shit! Yeah, we're gonna bleep out my last name.
Okay. Yeah, it's now Lila and James.
No, I don't care.
I care.
Why?
Because now if I go to the deli, they're gonna know.
Oh my God.
They see my credit card and they're like, that's you. Okay, no, but seriously, we're married now. It's official. We've almost been married for a month. James, we've almost been married for a month.
I know.
It'll be a month this weekend.
I know.
Wow.
We're
not doing anything. We're not doing anything. It's just another fucking day. Let's be real.
People ask me, like, ever since I got back, how does it feel? How about this? Don't ask me that.
I don't think anybody's asked me. Oh, yeah, they do. Ask. How does it? It feels the goddamn same. What do you mean? What is it supposed to feel like? Am I supposed to feel more in love with you?
Have better questions.
Hey, get a life. Worry about yourself. How does that feel?
How does it feel?
How does it feel?
You're not asking me the question,
No,
right?
To walk around with a ring on your hand. You didn't let me finish the sentence. How does it feel to walk around with a ring on your hand?
You.
How does it feel?
Oh, shit. So a lot of the times at work, like if I'm walking I work construction, so I take it off.
You take your ring off.
Like today, right? this is the what I had to do today.
You take your ring off.
Can I tell you the story?
I want you to answer the question. You took your ring off?
I had to for like an hour.
Why? Because you saw a bitch?
Oh, boy. I had to take some stuff off, help some mechanics take some stuff off the truck. Heavy shit, like heavy. And I pinched my finger, and I was like, oh, no, what if I pinch it again? So I took it off.
What if you pinch it again? What, is it going to fall off?
Yeah, look it up right now.
I don't give a fuck.
Wedding finger
don't
accidents.
Take it off again, and you're taking off. I'm taking off my last name.
Well,
that's it.
It's a lot of work.
You're a fucking piece of shit. So we got married. We had a wedding, you know, like everybody does. You know, everybody does a wedding, and it's not that interesting. There's nothing really to tell. We got married. We walked down the aisle. He said a bunch of shit. I said a bunch of
shit. Hold on. Let's pause there. Oh, God. Because a lot of people that listen to this were at the wedding. My vows were so much better than yours.
Okay. That's to be determined. I don't think so. I got more laughs.
You got a longer laugh.
I got longer, more, and better laughs. You got,
I got like what you're supposed to get. Oh my God. I don't know. I put like, whatever. I'm not going to have like a fight about it now, but I put mad effort into that. You put none.
It's the thing is that like the effort is in the marriage, not in the vows. Oh. You know what I'm saying? So like it's a lot of effort to stay married to you. So
to me?
Yeah, so I'm going to make an effort out of that. Not an effort out of writing some words. I mean, I put effort into that. I was up all night the night before trying to write this shit. Like, fuck,
why
if I have nothing to write.
Why are you lying on our first episode back?
I wrote them
the day of when you were getting your hair did.
No, I wrote them the night before.
Oh. All right.
Why are you coming for me? Don't come for me unless I send for you, bitch.
Jesus.
Don't ever do that shit ever again. Okay. So anyway. Then after the wedding, well, I'll tell you all the bad things that happened at the wedding. Because everybody knows the good things. You know, you dance, you sing, you drink, whatever. Okay, so at the wedding, me and James both started getting sick. Well, I started getting sick the Tuesday before the wedding. By Saturday, the wedding was Friday. By Saturday, I had no voice whatsoever. Kind of similar to...
It was Friday, I should say.
I did say it was Friday. By Saturday, I had no voice. None at all. I had to write on a dry erase board because I had zero voice. I was still turning up. I was still having a good time because I was there to party and I was there to enjoy myself. But I was full laryngitis, had some sort of virus. It was by far the worst. So then the next day we're going to, well, the next 2 days we were supposed to, you know, hang out. We ended up having to leave Cape Cod early. That's where the wedding was. And go to the doctor before we went to Jamaica. It was like a big thing. It was just a big series of events that happened, one thing after the other. I'm sick. And then we went to Jamaica, and then I couldn't talk in Jamaica for like a day and a half. And James was rejoiced, right?
It was annoying as fuck.
How was that?
Honestly,
you had to talk more.
Your immune system is shit.
What?
Your immune system sucks.
Okay, so why did it suck that I had no voice?
I didn't say that. I said it was annoying to talk to you because I'd be like, where are we going?
You're a piece of shit. You know that? You're literally a piece of shit. I was sick. I was dying. And you're like, we're supposed to be married in sickness and in health. And you don't give a fuck about me in sickness.
If you were to grade our wedding from 1 to 10, the party... The ceremony.
You asking me or you asking the listeners?
You.
It was a 10.
I give it a 9.7.
All right. 9.7 is fair. Fucking poured.
Oh, shit.
Weather was
I'm going back
shit.
To a 9.2.
It was a solid 9. Yeah. You know, I take a point off for weather. Take a point off for being sick. Take a point off for all the backstory weird shit that was happening in the background of the wedding. You know, there's like a little like fog of like shit happening.
Yeah, but that's
you know?
Always good. That's always fun.
Is it?
I was drifting around the little shit clouds like.
Yeah, you were a little
what's
bit.
What's going on here? Oh, okay. I'll get partake in this.
The family dynamics that we had going on. Honestly, nobody gives a fuck about this. Moving on. I honestly don't give a fuck. Why are we even talking about this shit? Okay. Life update is we're married. We're now both working people who don't have time to do a podcast. And that's it. We went to Jamaica and we had a great time. That's it.
This is full like super grind mode where me and you are in.
Oh my God. We go to
work. Come home.
We work like 12 hour, 15 hour days. Come here. put our child to sleep and then record a podcast. If you can't say that's hustle, don't fucking talk to me. Don't talk to me. Just
then you got to fit in like shit that you want to do.
Yeah, like watch Netflix, which I'd rather be doing right now.
Shows. I want to exercise.
I don't want to do that.
I want to read a book.
I don't want to do that either.
Well, me cares about you.
Okay. So let's catch up on some current, well, not current, like old news, like our old segment, old news.
Okay, old news.
Can we talk about OJ?
What about him?
Yeah, he's free. He's a free man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, for some reason, I don't want to sound like a dick. I don't care anymore. Does that make sense?
I mean, it's fine to not care anymore, but I'm not talking about your personal opinion. We're talking about OJ. He's now a free man after being in jail or prison. I don't know the difference. For 9 years for armed robbery, right? That's why he went to prison. He didn't go to prison for that fucking slashing or gruesome murder he committed in the 90s. No, he went to jail for fucking armed robbery of stealing his own shit. So
yeah, but it's weird what they did. Like, they gave him 9 years when a normal sentence for that type of case would be much shorter. So it was almost like backlash of what he originally did. That's according to like the ESPN 30 for 30 thing and stuff like that.
I mean, they've been playing that shit on a loop coming up to his probation hearing. Like, every channel was OJ. Every weekend was an OJ special. The whole time we were in Jamaica was like OJ specials every single day. It was.
He's a weird guy because, like, even if you watch that that court thing when he's talking to the judge, he's like super charming in like a creepy way.
Yeah. James, he's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
That's what psychopaths are like.
No, I understand that.
Know if you do.
He's just a super interesting guy.
No, he's not. He's a piece of shit. He's a psychopath, and he deserved to go to jail the first time. But, I mean, that whole race thing was going on. If you haven't watched any of the OJ things, documentaries, 30 for 30, definitely watch at least one. I mean, don't watch that fucking.
The 30 30 was good because every episode it hit. Like, the first episode would hit the case, the second episode would hit what was going on, you know, in the world at the time in terms of race relations.
Mm-hmm.
So it would, like, go back and forth, and it kind of made sense, like, why they let him off, you know?
Okay. I get that. He shouldn't have gone to prison for that long in the first place for what he did just recently. He should have gone to jail in the first place. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Well, definitely.
The fucking show that they made, what was that shit called?
Oh.
On ABC?
With Cuba Gooding?
Yeah. Yeah. That was hard for me to watch just because, I don't know. I didn't think it was that great. I thought the documentaries where they put the real shit together was better. So if you're going to watch one of them, watch one of the real life ones. The fucking reenactment is stupid. I don't like that shit.
I'm not a huge reenactment guy either. I agree.
Like, it was done well. I'm using quotes. Because it won, like, awards and shit. Like, didn't it win an Emmy? So.
I think it did. But I don't like, they make, like, the Cuba character, like, really seemed insane.
But he was insane.
Was OJ like that, though? Like, frantic and, you know? I don't know. Whatever.
I think, to an extent, I think that he was out of his fucking mind, James. He fucking murdered two people in his backyard.
I know.
So, I'm not making excuses for him because he is a piece of shit. And if it wasn't for all that race stuff that was happening back then, like racial, I should say, he would have been convicted no problem. Not because he's black, but because he's a fucking murderer. There was a documentary that just came out. I don't know if it just came out, but about the jurors, which I really wanted to see. I haven't seen it yet, but I will come back and
give I would like to see that too.
Update on that. Old news. Linkin Park. Chester Bennington, the lead singer from Linkin Park. Don't cry. It's okay. The lead singer, Chester Bennington, hung himself, I think, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He had 6 kids.
Sad.
3 baby mamas. He was married. One of his daughters' name was Lila. Not important, but just saying.
Yeah, it's sad, man.
It's really sad.
They said he was going through some, he went through some shit as a kid.
Can you elaborate on that? I know you know a lot about that.
I don't know a lot. I just heard. It's weird. Like, when he died, I just started watching crazy amount of interviews with him. And he was, I think in one interview he talked about being molested as a kid by like an older kid. And then when he finally told somebody and was going to press charges, he found out that that guy was molested as a kid, so he dropped the charges. That's the story I heard. I don't know if it's, you know, factual, but I know he was heavily involved with helping out kids that were molested, you know, all that stuff. Just a super sad story. What, he was crazy talented.
I don't even think that begins to describe him. Crazy talented. If you listen to him, his vocals, just isolated, it's amazing.
Yeah, he's so good.
It's really amazing. There's a few artists that without any edits, without any auto-tune, without any sound behind them, sound absolutely amazing. It's crazy.
It is.
And he's one of them. He's one that, I guess, in the screamo or the, not heavy metal, but like the screamo like world, he's the one who does it right. Like, people model their screamo and their, you know, their vocals in that genre around him, because he does it correctly, because he was trained professionally.
I know punk was big back in the day, but was he like one of the first to make it really popular?
I don't think so.
No, because that first album, Hybrid Theory, was 2000, like, two?
Two. I mean,
no,
not 2002. I feel like they came, not, they didn't like, I don't know, maybe they did start the trend, but they came at a time when it wasn't what anybody was doing.
Well, he had Mike Shinoda like as a rapper too.
Yeah, so they came with something different, that like punk, when you say punk, I think of like Good Charlotte or one of those other like punky poppy, like
long, like punk, like from a while ago.
Like when? Like, give me a year.
Like the early 90s?
No, they weren't. No.
No?
Not early 90s, no.
Black Flag and like, no? Punk band screaming? Of course, it had to be 100%.
That they were the first.
Who?
Linkin Park.
No.
So what the fuck are you saying?
I'm saying there was people before them.
But, yeah.
But I think they made it like mainstream.
I don't think so.
No?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think so. I think what they did is come with a new thing.
Yeah.
Come with something different that nobody was doing. And that's what made them innovative. And that's what made them successful. I saw them live at Bamboozle one year. And I'm not even saying this because he's dead. I'm not saying this because it's amazing. I'm saying it because it's true. Honestly, when I saw them in concert, I swear, after I left, I had such a better respect for them, even though I already liked them.
Yeah.
They were truly amazing live. Like, you can go to a concert and be like, yeah, it's good. I mean, they sound like they do. They sound like 10 million times better live.
That's awesome.
And they made a huge, it was like a spectacle. There was lights and there was like smoke and there was like, it was just the crowd, like the energy that the crowd had too was like, sometimes when you're in a crowd at a concert, especially one of those like punk concerts, it's like, yeah, it's that. Yeah, yeah. And it's also like, it's a little angry, you know, because people are, you know, they're moshing, they're crowd surfing, and it's a little angry. But the crowd at Linkin Park, no joke, it was like a family. Like, I crowd surfed at that show, like 3 or 4 times. Never once did anyone drop me. It was like I glided across these people, and it was the best ride, first of all. Like, you go to a show and, like, sometimes you're up and down, up and down. I literally glided across multiple times, and, like, everybody had you. Like, it was just amazing. Like,
did
the vibes
ever, like,
in there.
Did they take you too far from where you started?
Where
am I?
No, because what they do is when you crowd surf, well, I don't know, it depends. When you're, like, saying to your friend, if you're with a group, I'm going to go crowd surf. Okay, we'll meet back here. Okay, so when you go
like
in and crowd surf. Huh?
It's like a plan?
Well, if you're going to go and like you're with people and you can't all go. And if you do all go, okay, you're all together. But somebody could fall. Somebody could get lost. So it's when you crowd surf up, you go all the way to the front. And then where the security is, they get you. Like, they pick you up from the crowd and they put you down and they tell you to, you know, walk in front of the stage. And then you go around and then you have to go to the back of the crowd. Mm-hmm. Back where, like, there's space back there. Like, you can't just, like... I don't know. What did you think happens?
I don't know. I'm good with crowd surfing. I don't even like to be touched, so I'm going to stay away from that.
Well, I feel like once I did it one time, and it was like almost like uncomfortable. Like rape. Not rape, but like it's a different feeling. It's like you just violated, but you're not asking for it. You're never asking for it, but it's like they're grabbing you in a way that they're trying to help you, but also they also are trying to touch you.
Like a finger might, like.
That never happened to me, and I know girls that it's happened to, but it happens so fast you don't even realize it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever. That shit does happen. Oh, it's totally got off topic, but
really
yeah.
Sad. Whatever.
Super sad. Definitely listening to Linkin Park on replay for the rest of the year.
Yeah. What else you got?
You want to talk about Jay-Z 444?
Not really.
4:44 o'clock. Is it AM or PM?
You know what? I read why he named that.
Because he woke up at that time record his first single for the album.
Was that why?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. AM or PM? I'm feeling AM because if he woke up.
Yeah.
But I kind of. That's such an odd time. I mean, I guess that's why he was like, oh.
Well, it made sense. Like, if he woke up at, like, 3:17, that doesn't sound like an album name.
Well, it could have been 2:22. Well, could have been 3:33.
Yeah, but he woke up at 4. Oh, my God. He woke up at
5:55.
I'm done. Good album.
That's it.
You know what? Sometimes, like.
I hold on. I didn't get to say my piece. I feel like it's overrated. And I'm sorry. Come for me. But I feel like it was good. It was very narrative and, you know, wordy. You know, I felt like he was telling more stories than, like, making songs.
Jay-Z does this cool thing, though, like, every certain amount of years. Like, remember when Auto-Tune was huge?
T-Pain.
And he made the song Death of Auto-Tune, and nobody did Auto-Tune anymore. And then he, like, talked about skinny jeans and, like, bright colors and, like, that. And it's back now with all these new rappers, but it died for a long time. So I think he did this, like, he did this album and was kind of, like, brought some people back to reality.
Like, this is what you should be doing.
Yeah, like, this is, you should rap about shit, like, real shit. I mean, you could have your party music, awesome, great. But, like, if you're a hip-hop artist, you know, this is where the roots are.
I
kind of
feel you on that. I feel you.
Thank you. What, really?
Yeah, I get that. Because I was kind of wondering why, I mean, rap nowadays is god fucking awful, okay?
I mean,
you don't even know what the fuck they're saying.
Right now, there's probably like 5 or 6 that are like legit good.
Like, tell me what Future says, and I'll say, okay, rap is lit. This kind of Jay-Z rap is something that I can respect, though. And I listen to everything.
I enjoyed it because he was talking, and you could understand, and it was making sense, and it was like cool stuff, and it was legit.
What's your favorite song?
I don't know the name of it, to be honest.
What does it sound
shit,
like?
I hit that shit and shuffle in my car, and it's like, that's I like that one.
I like The Story of OJ.
Yeah, that's probably the most popular one, right?
Is it?
Even that one, you know, that one, he sent that message out, like, about rappers putting money to the ear. Like, that's not showing that you have money.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen Jay-Z flaunt anything besides, like, maybe watches and clothes and stuff?
His wife. Can you flaunt me like Jay-Z flaunts Beyonce?
How does he flaunt Beyonce? When he cheated on her, she made a whole album about it. Shut the fuck
up.
Oh,
boy. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do that.
Come out with an album called Watermelon, and then I'm going to be embarrassed.
Watermelon. You think that if I were going to make an album to spite you, I would call it Watermelon?
She called it Lemonade.
Yeah, but I would call it Watermelon. Watermelon's not even a fucking drink.
I would call it Limeade.
No, I would call it fucking water. Because that's what you are. You're just water. You flush over me like water.
Right.
You ain't shit, basically, is what I'm saying. Lemonade, I mean, when life gives you lemons, you make an album called Lemonade. Okay, so I want to start a new segment. Let me know what you think. I mean, it might be stupid.
Probably.
But it's a segment called We Need to Do Better. And it's things that we think should be better, basically.
Okay.
Like, this is my example. Tell me what you think. All right. Technology is like getting better every day there's new shit. Technology is growing. Soon we're going to be able to fucking do so much from just our phone. Like, we're going to be able to do like a fucking medical exam, like a physical on our phone, right? But why the fuck can't they make automatic toilets flush when they're supposed to flush?
What do you mean?
Like, when you're sitting at an automatic toilet, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how often you sit at a toilet.
Once but a day.
Is it automatic?
No, I sit at home.
Okay, I'm saying I don't know how often you sit at an automatic toilet, but when you're sitting there, it starts to flush. You're not moving. You're not breathing. It just flushes. And then you get up, you wipe your ass, your vagina, whatever. You put the toilet paper in there, and it doesn't flush. I'm doing fucking 17 pirouettes with raining toilet paper, and the shit's not flushing, but I'm sitting there. I'm holding my breath. I'm not even fucking moving, and it's flushing 17 times. Why can't they fix that? I guess you've never experienced have you ever experienced an automatic toilet flusher?
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't have a problem, and if I did, it always has, like, a button on it, so I would just press the button.
Okay, well, the thing is, okay.
Like, I don't complain about anything.
I'm saying the things we need to do better. They need to make toilets flush when they're supposed to fucking flush. I know somebody listening to this is going to be like, fuck, yes, bitch. Yes, that's something that needs to happen. Because even, okay, fine. It doesn't flush. There's a button. The button's never, like, easily accessible. And I'm not touching that shit. You got to be fucking kidding me. You think I'm touching a flusher on a public toilet. So the flusher is either, like, a little tiny button that you can't press with your foot because it's fucking the size of a pin. Or it's like a hard to press button on the side of the fucking shit. It's a flawed system. They need to fucking fix it is what I'm trying to say.
Maybe one day humans just won't have to shit anymore.
Well, until that
evolution,
which I don't think that's ever going to happen, because we're still going to have assholes. Are people just going to be born without assholes?
You're born with a lot of shit you don't need.
What, like what?
Eyebrows.
Why don't you need eyebrows? Imagine people walking around with no eyebrows.
Why do you need eyebrows?
Why don't you need eyebrows? To fucking even shit out.
That doesn't make sense. You think aesthetically evolution happened to keep your eyebrows on so you look normal? That's not what happened. Eyelashes, yeah, it makes sense. It blocks out the sun from your eyes.
Why do you have a beard?
No reason. You're agreeing with me.
I don't want to.
Exactly.
But it's just like any other hair on your face. You're not born with hair on your face. You're not even, I don't even think you're born with eyebrows.
You are.
You're saying you're born with a lot of shit you don't need. Like what? I also don't need my pinky toe. But I'm born with it, and we're not
toes.
All of a sudden going to be not born with it.
Nah, you need toes, bro.
I need the pinky one?
Yeah.
That shit don't do anything. It's hardly a toe. All
right, so
it's like a nub.
Cut it off, then. You got big balls, big talk.
I'm not... See, this is why we stopped doing the podcast in the first place, because you don't know how to fucking talk. You don't know how to fucking agree. You don't know how to have a conversation. You're just like... That's you. All right. Also, things we need to do better. This is definitely not a popular opinion, but we got to get rid of bikes.
What?
Bikes, they got to go. In New York City, they got to go. Since when did, like, bike lane trump pedestrian? Like, I almost got hit by a bike.
Bikes don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck. And where the fuck are you going so fast? Like, get in a car then. You want to go all fast.
In the city, though, bikes might be quicker.
You know what? It could be quicker, okay? You speeding by on a bike might be quicker.
Depends the route,
but you got to be safe, okay? You're endangering the life of people who don't want to ride a bike. I don't want to fucking ride a bike through the fucking streets of New York, okay? I want to walk my ass to where I got to go.
Oh, you're saying a bike is endangering a walker?
Yes.
Oh, because me, I'll just run somebody over.
With a bike or with a car?
I drive in the city.
Okay, so I'm talking about bikes. Because cars hit people all the time in New York because people don't give a fuck. They're just walking across the street and cars are coming.
Yeah.
But bikes, do they have the right of way over pedestrians or what? Like, I don't understand.
I don't think so. I would imagine if you're on feet.
There laws? Because I'm going to fucking...
There's bike and car laws. Yeah.
Because I need to speak to someone.
All right.
I feel not safe with these city bikes and these fucking hipsters with their folding fucking bikes that fold into a fucking napkin size bike that they put in their pocket. I can't. Oh, did I tell you that I'm over talking about politics? We talked about politics in like 8 episodes. I'm over it now. You want to know what I moved on to?
What?
I'm on to religion. I'm ready to fucking rip every religion apart. Dude. We're not going to do them all in one. We're going to like rip every religion apart in its own episode.
No, I don't. Why would you bash a religion, though?
Because I hate them, and I hate organized religion, and I hate people who like things. So first of all, I'm going to pick a good one because it's just everybody hates it. Scientology. I don't even know how they could literally legally call that a religion. You literally pay to have somebody interview you.
The thing with that is, I you can rip religion. I'm not going to rip religions, but if Scientology is really not any weirder than any other religion.
Well, I'm not saying it is any weirder than religion. That's why I'm saying it's one of them, but I mean, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the history of it is strange, I mean, but not really any stranger than anything else.
I mean, basically what religion is in general is the belief of something bigger than yourself, right? And following the rules that said higher power or higher person put in forth for you, right? Am I right or am I wrong? Asking you.
Yeah.
Okay. So in terms of Scientology, basically my dude came in. He got tired of writing
science fiction
books. That he started now writing, it wasn't self-help books, was it?
No, he wrote, L. Ron Hubbard wrote, I forgot the name of the book.
Clear?
No, that's the name of the documentary.
Going Clear is the name of the doc. I think it's called Going Clear on Netflix. It's fucking, it's crazy interesting if you want to learn a little bit more about this fucking shit show of religion. I'm putting my hands in quotes because what the fuck is that?
It's a strange one. Scientology is a strange one.
If you're a Scientologist out here and you're listening, I apologize. This podcast is probably not for you. It's probably not for anybody, but I mean, you're still listening. But that in itself, this is my opinion, is not something that anybody should do or follow or believe in. That's just my opinion, but take it for what it is.
The abuse and stuff like that. So whatever you want to believe in it, go for it.
Why are you being so like okay with that?
I'm just not gonna knock any religion, not just because I believe in nothing. Anybody could believe in whatever they believe.
I know, but I mean, it's fun to hear your opinion on things.
I know, I just, you know, my opinion is religion is...
All right, so basically this segment is going to be called Lila Shitting on Religion by Herself because James doesn't want to do it.
I don't think you should shit on religion, though.
All right, then I'll just shit on Scientology and I'll leave everybody else alone.
Yeah, do that then. You don't want to shit on people. People who listen are religious.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're not very holy people if they're listening to this podcast. I'm pretty sure we talked about assholes and some other things just this episode. Yeah. Wait till you hear the other ones. Then you're going to be like, oh, Lord, save me now.
It's true.
I'm going to leave you off with a little. We're done here, right?
If you want to be.
Yeah, we're done. I'm going to leave you off with a little tidbit of information. Be careful out there. Be careful walking across the street with bikes coming at you. Be careful trying to get the toilet to flush when it's supposed to and when it's not supposed to. And also be careful putting your information online. A lot of people don't understand that when you go online, social media, shopping, all those things has a lot of your information out there. Like, it's scary. Any website you ever shopped on has more information than you want them to have. And not that you should be worried, because it's probably very well protected. It's just a thought. It's just something to keep in mind that, you know, one day when robots run the world, they're going to know where you live, what your phone number is, what you bought. You bought your dildos online. They know. They'll fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just all I wanted to say.
What was that, like a PSA?
No, it's not a PSA. I am doing the public a service by announcing that, but I'm just saying, be careful out there getting hit by bikes, flushing toilets, and putting your information online. Okay? That's why I don't want my last name in here, so fuck you.
I'm not going to blank it. I'm just going to leave it.
No, you're going to blank it.
Okay, fine.
All right, say bye, James. We'll see you next week, hopefully. Or in 6 months from now. Bye.